Three elderly men are sitting in a courtroom in Cambodia this week, accused of unbelievable atrocities. The men are the remaining leaders of the Khmer Rouge. That's the communist regime that ran Cambodia in the 70s. It exterminated roughly a quarter of the Cambodian people and tortured, starved, or imprisoned many more. This trial might be the last chance for the UN-backed tribunal hearing the case to offer the victims some kind of justice, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Phnom Penh.
Dressed in a black barrister's gown and speaking through a translator, co-prosecutor Che Leng summed up the case against the communist Khmer Rouge.
The evidence we will put before you will show that the Communist Party of Cambodia turned Cambodia into a massive slave camp, reducing an entire nation to prisoners living under a system of brutality that defies belief to the present day.
The regime's chief ideologue, Nguyen Che, its head of state, Khieu Samphan, and its foreign minister, Ieng Sary, listened mutely to the proceedings. Their trials have been divided into segments in hope of reaching some verdict before they die off. The three have maintained their innocence, but Che Leng linked the trio to policies that resulted in the death of up to 2.2 million people. Speaking through another translator, the prosecutor cited an eyewitness account of the forced evacuation of the capital in April 1975.
Along the road, I saw the bodies of people who had died. They were already shriveled up, and people had walked on top of them. Some of the bodies had been eaten by dogs. That was everywhere.
Several thousand victims of the Khmer Rouge are preparing to file civil suits against their former oppressors and seek symbolic reparations. They come from around the country and around the world. Among them is former Phnom Penh schoolteacher Sofani Bey, who now lives in San Jose, California. She saw her three children starved and beaten to death by the Khmer Rouge.
I want to hear from the three top leaders, because they deny, they never apologize to the people. If they deny, they say, I did not do. Who did? Who did?
Victims are frustrated that the tribunal has dragged on for 5 years, spent around $150 million, and produced only one conviction so far. But it's not just the victims who complain of injustice. Nguyen Che's Dutch lawyer, Michel Pestman, has filed a criminal complaint accusing the government of interfering in the tribunal's proceedings.
This government has prevented important witnesses from testifying in my case. I think that's a crime, and something should be done about that. But my client knows that he's going to be convicted and sentenced, whatever the evidence there is against him.
Victims say the ideal reparations for them would be some kind of memorial or something to help people remember this horrific chapter in history, even as they seek to put it behind them. The venerable Khi Sawan Ratana, abbot of Phnom Penh's Mongkol Wan Buddhist temple, says he helps many Cambodians to face their traumatic memories.
We try to console them that this kind of things can happen in our life or in previous life. We should try to get rid of those suffering, those obsession, and then try to move on.
He is confident that there will be justice for Cambodia, if not criminal justice, then at least karmic justice. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Phnom Penh.